Shabbat Shalom. What gets in our way? What factors impede our ability to follow through on getting what we want? I'm not referring to external circumstances over which we have little or no control, like the conditions in which we were raised, illness, or the death of a loved one. I mean things like what happened to my friend. When I was in college, I had a friend who loved to sing and play guitar. She wanted to pursue it as a career, but was enrolled in business school. She wanted to go to the music school in which I was enrolled. I connected her with one of the professors who taught voice for her to start preparing an audition. She made an appointment with the teacher and then canceled. She made another lesson time and then canceled. As she told me about this, and I questioned her as to why she kept canceling, she admitted through tears, "I don't want the teacher to listen to me sing and then tell me I'm not good enough to get accepted into school." So I canceled. And while at the outset it might have seemed extreme that this is what kept her from pursuing her dream, this behavior of rejecting oneself first to avoid the rejection of others is actually pretty commonplace. It's in the way we sometimes don't put ourselves forward for the jobs we want. It motivates premature breakups when one person who fears that the other will reject them retreats first. It guides decisions to not share one's unique perspective with others and risk feeling rebuffed. Do you relate to this? Have you ever rejected yourself first so you wouldn't have to face rejection from others? This very theme is explored in the section of Torah we started last week. Moses has run away from Egypt and started a new life up on a hilltop raising sheep. He wants nothing more than to live out his days in peace and quiet. But then the episode of the burning bush happens. God calls to Moses, asking him to lead the Egyptians out of slavery. Moses begs off and resists God's call to leadership. Not once, but five times. Moses, the paradigm of what it is to be a strong, courageous, wise, and powerful leader, tries to reject his call to leadership five times. And what's more is the reasons that Moses gives are so relatable. Moses first responds to God's call by saying, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and free the Israelites from Egypt?" Second and third, he says, "When I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is God's name?' what should I say to them?" Moses then says, "What if they do not believe me and do not listen to me?" The fourth time Moses tries to avoid God's call to leadership, he says, "I've never been good with words. I'm slow of speech and tongue." And finally, Moses simply begs, "Please, oh my Lord, make someone else your agent." Moses almost allows his own insecurities to stop him from reaching his potential of becoming arguably our greatest leader. Returning to the story of my friend, a few main issues were at play. One, she felt insecure in her singing abilities. Two, she let those insecurities keep her from moving ahead in spite of them. And three, she did not have faith that others would recognize potential in her. These are three separate and important components to the problem. Like Moses, we often feel insecure and unqualified to rise to the occasion. This is human, and frankly, to some extent, it's even healthy. Some of our desires should not be pursued. We exist in a complex web of competing yearnings and need to know when to push our own agendas forth and when to pull back and make room for others. The Kabbalists taught that before the creation of the universe, Ein Sof, infinite God, withdrew itself into its essence, It contracted into itself to leave an empty space in which emanated creation. We too need to know when to take on a more humble self-state. There is a time for pulling back our perspectives and desires and making room for others. However, when we let our insecurities lead us, we don't pull back due to humility. Rather, we pull back because our fears are controlling our behavior and halting our action. God's insistence that Moses become the leader was, in effect, God's way of telling Moses to move ahead despite his insecurities. God, through Moses, was giving us a blueprint for how to act in the face of doubt. With all our faults, weaknesses, imperfections, and limitations, we need to find a way to move ahead anyway. Moses described having an easily detectable flaw. He was slow of speech and tongue and unable to speak well. But what if this so-called flaw was actually a strength, or even a key to his ability to lead? Maybe because Moses was not a great speaker, he was the perfect person to allow God's voice to speak through him. His own ego was not connected with his voice, and so he was an ideal representative to carry God's words. Let's look closely at what we consider to be flaws in ourselves. Is it possible that the things we don't like about ourselves can actually be strengths? There is a wonderful folktale about a king who owned a stunning collection of jewels. His favorite jewel, a perfect diamond. And he often held this diamond in his hand and admired its perfection. One night, the diamond fell from his hands and smashed on the floor. With trembling fingers, he picked it up and looked at it closely, and to his horror, he noticed a long spindle of a crack running from the very top to the bottom of the gemstone. He looked for someone to repair his precious diamond, and finally met a wise old craftsman who said, "Give me a week and I will repair your diamond." Sure enough, after a week, the king retrieved his diamond, but at first he thought there must be some mistake, as the crack was still visibly there. But then he held the diamond up to the light, and he saw that at the place where the crack met the tip of the diamond, the craftsman had carved a tiny, perfect rose. The flaw became the inspiration for a more beautiful and even more meaningful gem. Can we see our flaws as potential? Instead of looking at them as holding us back, can we see them as opportunities to create something worthy? Let's think about the things in ourselves that we don't like, that we wish were different, that hold us back. Have these things ever been useful to us? Could they be? Could they be enhanced or manipulated into something advantageous and beneficial? Think about the emotionally challenged person who becomes a psychologist, or the person who had a terrible experience in school and becomes a superb teacher, or the senior citizen in Jerusalem whose members have the senior center in Jerusalem whose members have frail hands and learn with care and sensitive handiwork to create the most beautiful paintings. We may have an insecurity related to a perceived flaw, and yet we need to push ourselves to move ahead in spite of this. There is also a third component that we see in the story of Moses. In order for him to be accepted as a leader, the people had to have faith in his leadership and accept his authority. Their openness and willingness to partner with Moses made his leadership possible. In the same way, when we move ahead despite our flaws and insecurities, we need to have faith that others will care about us and see the good in what we have to offer. This demands reciprocity. When it comes down to it, it's really a process of seeing the holiness in the person standing in front of us and the holiness in ourselves. Yet our current social climate can often make us feel like we live in an us and them society. All around us, we see many examples of how we elbow each other for status and position, We tend to build hierarchical structures. We tend to look at rankings instead of considering the worthiness of what each person brings. We reduce, we label, and despite our best intentions, we are often not very inclusive. Returning to the story of my friend, the tragedy was not only that she didn't pursue her dream despite her insecurity about her talents, but that she also didn't have faith to know that her voice would be heard. Let us take up this challenge. When we feel held back due to insecurity, let us find the courage to push through, to not reject ourselves in an attempt to avoid rejection. Let us draw upon the faith that others are waiting for our gifts, however flawed they may be, that we are potential unfolding. Shabbat Shalom.